my body or face y'all. The purpose of the tour is actually twofold, and one is to focus on the national issue, which is the Congress trying to pass the Nuclear Regulatory Act. As has been discussed earlier, we're fighting that. We don't want that to be passed, and that's the national initiative. And some local initiatives, which include things like the Aqua Sosny and GM Superfund site that was already mentioned. In addition, we just Penobscot Nation, where the Lincoln Pulp and Paper Mill has released dioxins into the river to the point where those people cannot fish anymore. They can't swim in the river. It's completely destroyed their ecosystem. We're going to visit the Eastern Cherokee Nation, North Carolina, where the same kind of thing. It's pulp and paper mills who are using chlorine technology to make paper white. And just to show y'all, this is like chlorine-free recycled paper. You know, it's white. You know, so and the technology exists for these companies to implement. It's going to, you know, there's going to have to be a transitional phase, and it's going to cost a little money. But in the end, the chlorine-free technology is available and has been implemented by companies in Europe. So we know it can be done, and those are some of the local issues we're focusing on. Also going to visit the traditional Seminole Nation in Florida. We're just trying to protect their subsistence and traditional ways of life. They don't receive any state or federal aid except for some medical. So as you can see, a lot of the tour is set up around these reservation and Native community visits, but they also coincide with towns like we've played Buffalo, Albany, Poughkeepsie today, Syracuse, and they're all along these transportation routes where if this Nuclear Regulatory Act is passed, high-level nuclear waste would be shipped along y'all's neighborhoods on the highway and through railroads. And so there are the Native issues, but also issues for y'all's community as well. And it's sort of a coming together focal point to stop this kind of environmental irresponsibility and to get the EPA not to buckle under pressure from companies like GM, who said they can't afford $15 million to clean up a Superfund site. We just don't believe it to be true. So that's what the tour is about tonight. Besides playing music, we're going to distribute political action cards. One will deal with the Aqua Sosny issue, the St. Regis Mohawk community, and the GM Superfund sites directed to Carol Browner of the EPA. And the other one will be directed to President Clinton, so that if the legislation for the Nuclear Regulatory Act should be passed, he would veto that, as he's promised he would do. So those are the two initiatives, and also there's going to be a lot of music, and Winona's going to speak, and Pete Seeger's here. So that's the point of the tour.